Turkey responded to today's veto by France, Germany, and Belgium by invoking a little-known clause in NATO's mutual defense treaty, Article 4. Lawrence Kaplan is the former director of the Lemnitzer Center for NATO Studies at Kent State University. We asked him to explain exactly what Article 4 says and why it's included in the NATO Constitution.
It's a very brief statement that's included in large measure, it seems to me, to give an opportunity for countries that might feel threatened at any particular time to come together, call a meeting, and deal as a unit with whatever the problem is. The article itself is really very simple. It talks about problems of political independence, of territorial integrity, and in this case, security. If security is threatened on the part of any of the parties, that particular party can call for a meeting, and this is what's happening with Turkey today.
This is the first time any NATO country has invoked Article 4, is that right?
It's the first time, I think, any official invocation has been made. But when you consider the actions of NATO in the last 10 years, particularly since the Balkan crisis, our justification for action, or NATO's justification for action against Serbia over Kosovo, was essentially a summoning of Article 4, even though that wasn't officially proclaimed, because the security of Europe was potentially threatened by the disarray and chaos in the Balkans.
What's the significance, then, of this article being called for now, officially being called for?
It's a direct result of the three member nations, Germany, France, and Belgium, refusing to allow preparations to be made to help Turkey in the event of an attack from Iraq. And the justification of the dissident countries is that this would conceivably undermine the efforts for a peaceful resolution.
Here's what I don't understand completely. Article 5, which has been called for before the next article, is a call for more serious action, and this is simply a consultation. So why the resistance to consulting?
Because conceivably, and again, we don't know what the result's going to be, is that when you have consultation at this level and with this visibility, the pressures will be particularly strong against the three countries that opposed aid to Turkey. Now, Article 5 is an entirely different situation. That's a much more specific response to a particular problem, in this case of invasion. An attack on one country in NATO is an attack against all. And this is what happened on 9/11. That was the first time that Article 5 had ever been summoned. And ironically, it was to defend the United States, not Europe. Now, Article 4 is quite different. It's vague. It's hardly ever surfaced as an issue. It hit the newspaper today as the first time in my memory I've ever seen it explicitly identified. But Article 4 certainly has been in the background of NATO thinking to justify actions that are not covered under Article 5.
How significant is this rift in terms of the continued integrity of NATO?
Well, as a student of NATO's history, in fact, I'm writing an extended study now of transatlantic conflict. There's always been tension within NATO. This is something that is given in any set of democratic institutions. And inevitably, there are differences. Some of them are greater than others. If NATO survives this particular one, as I believe it will, there'll be some in the future, too.
Lawrence Kaplan teaches at Georgetown University and is Director Emeritus of the Lemnitzer Center for NATO Studies at Kent State University. Thanks very much, Professor Kaplan.